Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
Our guests in the studio, we have Sue and Morgan from the Isle of Wight Story Festival. Hello.
Hello there.
Now, tell us what the highlights are of the Isle of Wight Story Festival this year.
Oh, there we have so many good authors coming from the mainland and locally who are coming over to do author talks. So we've got people like Rob Biddulph, who does Draw Along with Rob sessions. He did those a lot during lockdown. He's a great person, and he's bringing out a new series of books called the Moonhaven Chronicles. So he's going to be talking about those. We've got Emma Carroll, who has written something called Dracula and Daughters, which is a really interesting take on whether vampires can be healed, I suppose I would say. But it's an excellent book, and Emma is coming to talk about that. And we have theatre performances. We've got Pugs of the Frozen North, which is a story written by two other authors who are appearing, Sarah McIntyre and Philip Reeve. And they wrote a book called Pugs of the Frozen North. And a theatre company called Foundry Theatre Group are coming to perform it here on the Saturday. We've got Coppice Theatre Company, who are coming to perform How to Catch a Book Witch. I've saw this show at Vent at Brighton Fringe, and it's a great really good story, beautifully performed with live music and some signing and audio captions. It's a very accessible thing, but it's also got a great story behind it that involves libraries and books and having to, well, how to catch a book witch. But I don't want to give it away too much. You have to come and see it.
Indeed. And I also see that you have Sea Monsters and Mermaids.
Oh, indeed, yes. That's a storytelling event that's by a local storyteller, Holly Medland. And she's doing that in the Claydon Gallery, which is being transformed into the Museum of Enchantment.
Sounds good.
Yeah. That sounds fabulous. And also dancing.
Indeed. We have Shree Dance Company, who are coming to do some Indian dance. They've actually been part of the festival for the last couple of years. And this time, instead of just everybody watching and marvelling at just how beautiful and how much fun it is, they want people to join in and learn some Indian dance moves.
So interactive.
Very, very much. We have lots of things that are very interactive. I think one of the things about the Story Festival is that it is a really interactive 3 days. There's lots of hands-on activities, like all the author talks. They usually have some kind of element of being involved, whether it's making something or drawing something or contributing ideas. It's not just a sit back and listen. It's a really inclusive and including festival.
So it's not just about authors, is it? It's about performances and hands-on activities.
Yes, indeed it is. So we have some free activities, so things like I'm doing a salt dough making and playing called Squashy, where you can just come along and just play with salt dough, and we'll make up stories with whatever we make. And then we've also got mythical mask making. We've got a roll your own. I'm going to pass over to Morgan, actually, because she knows about this, because this is a session that Morgan is running.
Hello, Morgan.
Hello.
Tell us about what you're going to be doing specifically.
Me,
and lots
yes.
of other things.
So, I am running a session on the Saturday the 21st, which is called Roll Your Own Character, but this year it's Monsters and Cryptids edition. So the cryptids are something like a bit like the Loch Ness Monster. So a creature that we all sort of know about, but there's no proof that they actually exist, or as some people say, plenty of proof that they exist. It's sort of something akin to Dungeons and Dragons and Top Trumps, in the sense that I'm going to give you a pile of dice. You then roll the dice according to a set number of characteristics. So we might roll for speed, for example, and you might roll really, really high on speed. And you might roll 100, and they are the fastest monster that you've ever done seen. And then you roll for agility, perhaps, and you roll a 4. And so why is this monster then perhaps super, super fast, but also really, really clumsy. And it encourages everyone to sort of think outside of the box to create these sort of well-rounded, multifaceted characters that, you know, have strengths and weaknesses like real people, real characters do in everyday life. So instead of just running around going, my character's going to be the best, they're going to be the best, but they've also going to be human and real and have lots of different sort of characteristics and plenty of things to explore. So that's what I'm up to this year.
That sounds fabulous. So you've been with the Story Festival
since 2014. I volunteered my first year in February 2014, and then I sort of was indoctrinated and inducted into the committee to help out, and ended up we're doing all sorts of fun things to help get the planning organised. And it's been an absolutely wonderful and great experience. Honestly, I've had the best time. And
so there are so many things going on.
We do. We have absolutely tons going on this year. We've got 3 days jam-packed full of any kind of session you could think of. We've got author talks, we've got storytelling, we've got performances, as Sue mentioned earlier, we've got character creation workshops, we've got poetry workshops, we've got salt dough squashies, we've got drawing sessions, we've got free dress up, we've got plenty to do.
So you were saying off air about dress up, you're looking
yes.
for dress up things,
we
aren't you?
We are looking for dress up clothes. So
what specifically are you looking for?
Oh, well, just about anything, really. You can raid the wardrobe, raid the dress-up box, anything that your children are putting on when you're not looking, and you turn around and suddenly they're wearing 3 pairs of socks and a million jumpers and a hat that you haven't seen in a decade. But dressing up clothes.
Fabulous. So if anybody has any dressing-up clothes that they would like to get to the Isle of Wight Story Festival, how can they do that?
I think probably the best thing to do is to email us and we can arrange to either meet up or you can drop them off.
So what is your email address?
It is iwstoryfestival@gmail.com.
Fabulous.
And, so, and can I just say, on dressing up clothes, my wishes are for things like cloaks and hats and scarves and accessories like bangles and beads and anything that can make you change into a different character. There's something that your children maybe have grown out of that you'd like to pass on, too good to throw away, but maybe other children would like to use.
So it could be something you've actually made. I mean, I remember quite recently making a necklace of pasta and painting it green.
Absolutely, definitely. Why not?
Absolutely. So that is what's going on at the Isle of Wight Story Festival. Over to you, Ellen.
Okay, well, it looks like you've got something for everything. Everybody, rather. I'm looking at it. You've got them from 4 years up. Oh, 3 years up, I found one now. So even really quite young children you can cater for. Right up to, looks like adults, because you've got all 10 plus, 8 plus... Which is brilliant. So.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we focus mainly on the younger ones, but there are things for older children and adults. For example, we've got makeup sessions run by Robin Flux from Master of Disguise, which are always superb, where he make wounds and other gory things, maybe. And also, we've got Mark Tuckey, who's the ghost man, his ghost stories, they cross all ages.
He's quite scary. I've done one or two of his ghost walks in the past. Yeah. Okay, I mean, the nice thing for me, from my point of view, looking at this, is that, you know, if you've got two or three youngsters, it's not a case of, you know, one's entertained and the other isn't, because it looks, like I say, you've got something for just about everybody and every sort of taste. And it looks to me as if you're completely taking over the Key Arts, because you've got, about 6 different locations in there?
Indeed. I mean, the Key is buzzing over the festival. You should come and just be part of the atmosphere. It's really lovely. But if you're the kind of person who thinks it's going to be too busy, we actually have like a quiet space as well, because we have the Museum of Enchantment, which is a little bit calmer.
Oh, you were saying, yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You've also got some fabulous authors coming over now. Looking at your website, there's so many different authors coming over, aren't there? Or authors from here?
We've got island authors, we've got visiting authors from the mainland, we've got, back by popular request, Kieran Larwood, who's coming to do Dungeon Runners. So we tried to keep to a sort of semi kind of theme, and this year we've got a lot of sort of the unexpected, the supernatural, the fantastical, yeah, as Sue's mentioned.
Oh, I like fantastical. Oh, honestly, I was looking at this one. Grumpy Corn,
back. Yes. We've got Sarah McIntyre coming back to do Grumpy Corn with us this year, and we are super excited for everything that both Sarah and Philip Reeve are coming to do, especially with Pugs of the Frozen North, and the 25th, I think, anniversary of, or 20th anniversary of, The Mortal Engines by Philip Reeve as well. So he's coming to do his new book, Bridge of Storms. We've got, as you've mentioned, we've got things from sort of 3+ to all the way up to 12+. We've got lots available. We're trying to do our best to make sure that there's something for everyone. We've got Steve Cole doing Astrosaurus, Mission to Infinity. So, Steve Cole, young Bond, Doctor Who, and he's coming to do his dinosaur books with us this year. So we are super excited.
So is the Key Arts Cafe open as well?
The Key Arts Cafe will be open as normal, but so you can come in and join in. You can come and stay the whole day.
Yeah,
you can
come and
go to one of the sessions that you've purchased tickets for. You can come and do some drop-in workshops. You can have lunch in the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole day of activities for you to take up this half term.
So how can people find out more?
You can find out more at the at the Isle of Wight Story Festival website, so iwstoryfestival.com, and you can come and it'll give you a full programme of events, and it will also allow you to purchase tickets.
And this is happening in half term, isn't it?
This is half term, February half term, coming up soon, Thursday the 19th, Friday the 20th, and Saturday 21st.
Well, thank you so much, ladies, for coming along to tell us all about it.
There's one more thing I'd just like to tell is that we're working with Southern Vectors this time, and Southern Vectors have given us a discount that if people purchase tickets, they can buy Rover tickets. So instead of them being £11 for a day Rover ticket, they're £3.
Wow.
So it's worth thinking about that. And for a group of five people, instead of it being £35,
it's
£11. It's worthwhile maybe thinking about leaving your car behind and coming by bus this time, because then you don't have to worry about car parking too.
Well, that's fabulous. Thank you so much, Sue and Morgan.
That sounds like a brilliant event. Wish you all well with it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us on.